Thank you, Eileen. And I have to just say that I like children's story time because it blesses me too. Our scripture passage for today is from Psalm 67, 1 to 7. You can follow along as I read this. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Selah, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the people praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. May God bless the reading of this word, and God bless you as you bring the message, Randy.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's so good to be gathered together again. And thank you so much, Shelby, for leading us in a call to worship. And, you know, God really works in some amazing ways sometimes. It's amazing the way you never would imagine that certain connections are made, that God is working throughout the week, that until Sunday morning you realize how everything just came together in an amazing way. And as I was preparing this sermon, one of the things that just really stood out to me was this word, Selah, that is in our text this morning. And this word, Selah, means to pause or to just stop in the middle of the psalm and just reflect. And I don't know if it's in your version, in the New Revised Standard Version, it's in here twice, where it just says Selah. And it's after verse 1 and after verse 4. And as I was reflecting on that, and then this morning as we were preparing for worship, Shelby told me this emphasis that she's just feeling sometimes just need to be still and know that God is with us. Be still and know that I am God. And just this emphasis on just listening. And this morning as I was, you know, talking with Emily about this sermon, that was another theme that just came up. Maybe we just need to focus sometimes on just being still and listening for God at work in our lives. And so I'm just naming that God as we come to this text this morning. And I'm just amazed at the way God works these things out. Well, this week, Emily and I have been planting garden. And that's an exciting time because we just bought our house about a year ago. And we've both come from families that really enjoy gardening. And now we finally get to, you know, start our own garden. And I know as I've been getting to know many of you guys, you also enjoy gardening a lot. Enjoy getting out in the dirt and planting these vegetables. We went to Roar's Seeds and picked out our seeds yesterday, and that was exciting. But there's something so worshipful about getting into the ground, digging it up, putting these seeds in there, and then trusting that the rain will come and the sun will shine, and this beautiful thing of life will come out of this seed and produce a fruit to eat. And it struck me in a profound way as I was preparing for this sermon that as we think about blessing in this ancient Near East context for Israel in this psalm, of how closely connected blessing was for them to what Emily and I did in the garden. Of trusting that the rain and the sun will produce these vegetables. blessing. For so many in this agricultural-based people, everything depended on the earth producing their food. And so when the text says, "Bless us, Lord," it could not be disconnected from the giving of sunshine and rain, seasonable weather, so that the crops and the harvest would grow. When the earth yields this harvest for these Israelites, it was an occasion for praise to God. And so this word blessing is here for us. And that's one angle to try to understand. But I'm aware that when we hear this word blessing, there's just so much to grasp. It's such a big word. And we use it so much. And I think sometimes I just need to stop and ask, what do I really mean when I say, "God bless you"? Because I say that. Or I write it in cards, "God bless you." What do we really mean by this word blessing? I'm also very aware that in this materialistic world that we live in that is always trying to get us to buy things, that the word blessing has sometimes been misinterpreted. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, Eileen touched on it a little bit in the children's story here, which, by the way, that could have been the sermon there, Eileen. That was beautiful. But we live in a church culture that loves to talk about blessing. And oftentimes, the way that it's talked about is about God blessing us. As we follow God and pray to God, God will bless us. And we will increase in wealth. It's called the prosperity gospel. Name it and claim it. Blab it and grab it. If I pray to God enough, if I study the scriptures, if I go to church, if I'm empowered by the Holy Spirit, I will become wealthy. I will increase in my material blessing. Now, why has that become so popular in our Christian America today? Well, I think one of the reasons is because it fits so closely with the American narrative of increasing in wealth. And so if the church can say it, boy, then that's going to really bring the people. And yet, if we're really going to try to understand blessing at the heart of what God is getting at here, I think we've gone astray a little bit. What is at the heart of blessing here? Well, if we look at the text, we see already in verse 2 that this blessing is not just for us. This is not just for us to acquire wealth and material blessing or health and wellness. It says, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us," and then just pause, Selah. Just hear that first. "That your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations." See, if we look here, we realize very quickly that for Israel to understand blessing, they had to understand the outward dimension of blessing as well. They have to first grasp the mission of God in the world. See, blessing does not mean a favorite. Israel was not God's favorite. Israel was blessed in order to be a blessing to the nations. See, the mission of God, as Keith really, I thought, really named well last week, is a mission of reconciliation in this world. It's a mission to bring healing and hope to the world through Jesus. And so when we talk about being a blessing, It's more in the sense that God has blessed Israel in order that God's work may be known to the world through Israel. That your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. If we look here in Psalm 67, there's so many places where we see that this blessing is not just meant to be inward. It says, may be known upon the earth, among all nations. Let the peoples praise you. O God, let all the peoples praise you. Verse 4, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. With equity and guide the nations. Let the peoples praise you. O God, let all the peoples praise you. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. I mean, one of the things in Sermon 101 is they say you just have to keep repeating it, and you're going to think that you're saying it way too many times. Well, for the psalmist here, you'd probably say, wow, we get the point. We get the point. This is for all peoples and all nations. But I think the reason the psalmist has to keep saying it over and over and over and over again is because it's just so easy to think about ourselves. And we do the same thing in church often, is that we're almost always focused on preservation. How do we preserve what we have here? But then often what happens is when we get into a preservation mode is that we become so inward focused. We become so inward focused that we survive, that we completely forget the mission of God and the church, which is to go outward. And I think it was the same thing for this group of Israel, that they were so focused on preserving their people, that the blessing of God was for them, that this psalm has to say over and over and over and again, yes, you have been blessed. God is at work in Israel. But this is not just for you. This is for the nations, for all the peoples, that God would work on the earth. Today, if you look in your bulletin, you'll see the bottom in the back, it says, today is many people's Sunday, a day that emphasizes the multicultural, multiracial nature of the Mennonite Church. How appropriate that today is a day in the Mennonite Church that we celebrate with that we're not all Swiss German Mennonites. How appropriate in a day like today that we celebrate that the God that we serve is a God of all nations and all peoples and all nationalities. And as we think about the Mennonite church here in America, I think it's so important that we don't get so inward focused on preserving us, or at Whitmer Heights here, that we become so inward focused on preserving this that we completely miss what God is doing outside of these walls. God is really at work amongst the church that is way beyond Swiss-German roots. And we should celebrate that. We should really celebrate that, that we're a part of what God is doing there. And continue to try to be a church that welcomes people from all nationalities and all cultures and all races. All People Sunday. And so we have this call to be a blessing. To be blessed, to be a blessing. And then if you look at with me on verse 2, that your way may be known upon the earth. I love that word, your way. What is your way? Well, my mind went to the New Testament and many of these phrases that say following in the way. Following in the way. Jesus is the way. And as we think about blessing and really get into the heart of blessing beyond just material blessing, I think you have to start, and Shelby named this, that Jesus is at the heart of what it means to be blessed by God. That God's mission of reconciliation for the world, to bless the world, is most fully seen in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so when we have this call to follow in the way, we have to look at Jesus as the way. John 14:6, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And then if you look at the book of Acts, which Acts is all about the early church, figuring out how to follow this Jesus who died for them, figuring out how to live by grace, it says in Acts 9, verse 2, people following in the way. That was the way that they understood being this church, following in the way of Jesus. And so I think as we grapple with this word being blessed, we have to go back to Jesus at the heart of what it means to be blessed, and then to follow in that way of Jesus. And then I was looking at some other texts in the New Testament that talk about blessing. And just as Jesus completely turns everything upside down, sure enough, even the word blessing is turned upside down. And we just get a little bit more of a fuller picture of what this word blessing means. And I was drawn to Romans 12:14. It says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. And then I went to Luke chapter 6, the words of Jesus. It says, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Love your enemies. Do good to those who curse you. Wow. Now that really turns blessing upside down. Here we think blessing is all about just us amounting more and more things. And yet God is showing us that at the heart of blessing is Jesus and loving our enemies. Blessing those who curse us. I believe that as Anabaptist Christians, this has been a part of our history here. That we believe that God calls us to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us, to bless and not curse. And I really believe that this is a word for us right now in our church too. This is a word for us to bless one another. To bless one another. To see Jesus at the heart of our community. And even in the midst of certain kinds of conflicts or debates or hard feelings, to remember these words, to bless those who we are in conflict with. To bless and not curse. And I think that as we do that, as we are a people that blesses one another in love, that we will in turn be doubly blessed. I was thinking about just all the ways that we have received blessings in our lives. And at the same time, this clear call in Psalms to go outward in the blessing. And I just really think that this is a kairos moment in our church to be a blessing to the world. To, as the psalmist says, continue to look outward in your blessing of the world. This happens through caring for each other's needs in times of sickness. This happens by relationships and walking with people through difficult times. This happens, maybe almost most importantly, through sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the world around us. And I think that in this moment, this is a call for us to double down our efforts to be a people of blessing. That in this time of church affiliation questions, let's not miss this moment here to be a blessing to the world. And I think what we realize as we're a blessing to the world is that this is completely a mutual blessing. That as we're reaching out to the community, we actually realize that we need the community here more than the community needs us. We need our community here at Whitmer Heights. We need their perspectives and their stories. We need to hear what it's like to not have the things that we take for granted each day. We need to hear their stories of sometimes very difficult experiences. And what we're going to realize, I think, is that as we think that we're being a blessing to the world and community, we actually end up being more blessed in this mutual transformation of God's mission. And so that is my encouragement for us this morning, that as we think about God's blessing in our lives, we are blessed to be a blessing. And I want to end by just going back to this phrase of Selah. That as we take all of this in of what it means to be a blessing, that we acknowledge where we're at individually in our own journeys. And I'm just aware that we're all going through different things. And in the life of Whitmer Heights right now, there is a number of folks going through a sickness, going through a difficult experience. There is people in our church community right now that are going through a financial difficulty or going through a relationship in the family that's hard. And so as you think about blessing the world, maybe first we just need to think about, you know, how am I receiving the blessing from God in my own heart at this moment in my own life? In the midst of anxiety every day and feeling burned out and feeling like I don't even know always where God's at in my own life sometimes. And here are these words of Selah. Be still. Know that I am God. Be quiet. Just listen and receive my grace that is sufficient for you. And so I want to read Psalm 67 and put in the Selah. And we're going to practice just receiving this blessing from God. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. Selah. That your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. Amen.